Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Citizens of Perfectville, Dolphins everywhere, you love sports, not just the Dolphins, not just the NFL, but all sports. And the month of June is heating up with a ton of exciting sports action. And BetOnline is where you can find it. From basketball and hockey playoffs to baseball's marquee matchups, including prop bets and futures, BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right, 50%. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
In a world that's perfect, lies a perfect little town where one team stands alone. But now, something's stirring that will change this place forever.
Perfectville.
Welcome to Perfectville, your first place podcast for your Miami Dolphins, part of the Believe Network, streaming on Sirius XM. I am Sam Marcou, and he is the two-time, yes, two-time Hall of Famer. Of course, I'm talking about none other than the good doctor himself, Dr. Christopher Colin. Doctor, how in the hell are you, my friend?
Well, it's basically my Friday, Sam. I work from home tomorrow. We switched back to the office a couple of days. So I'm doing amazing. And then I get to host a podcast, so that's even more fun. And it's right before a big thunderstorm, and I'm watching Thor tomorrow. It's like everything's just making sense. The lightning, like I feel the lightning. Ride the lightning.
You can ride the lightning. You can feel the electricity in the air, and I think that's probably because you are doing a podcast, your first place podcast, along with myself. I'm doing okay. You didn't ask, but I will share anyways.
Sorry.
That's okay. You know what? I'm glad you asked, Chris. I'm doing okay. I've had better days. I've certainly had worse days. Let's start with the good. The good is I did my very first Cameo. If you guys are familiar with Cameo, it's where celebrities can actually be hired to make little fun, videos for people for their birthdays or congratulations or a happy retirement or whatever the case may be. If you're not familiar with it, you can get former sports players, musicians, professional wrestlers, all these people, comedians. Of course, I did my first Cameo, and I did it from the toilet, Chris. So
let's do this.
That was pretty fun. And I showed the bidet at that moment. Well, the messed up part about this whole thing is like, I thought it'd be funny to do it from the toilet, right? Like that's the humor in doing this special appearance. Except I wasn't actually using the toilet, but yet I somehow, because of probably muscle memory and almost 40 years of using the toilet this way, still pulled my pants down, and sat on the toilet like a normal person. And then when I was done, I flushed, even though there was nothing to flush. So old habits die hard, I guess.
Yeah, well, at least you pulled your pants down. I've done that at work where I'm just like, I need a break. And you go into the bathroom and you're like, I need 15. And you sit like on the seat, pants up still, because like, I'm not really going. Yeah. And your body like goes, I think you got to go. And you start like tooting and you're like, I'm in slacks. Like I need to get back to business. So your body just is protecting you and your toilet humor and your pants, protecting your pants, which during the show we're fine because we never wear pants.
That's right. As longtime listeners know, we banned pants a long time ago, which speaking of banned is why I'm just okay and not great, because the Cameo was good news. The bad news, Chris, I just got word. I put it on Twitter. I've been banned from Facebook.
You obviously you most I'm just assuming you did something grotesquely ridiculous.
Well, right? I would definitely ridiculous. I had the audacity, Chris, of snapping a photo of my 1-year-old son at a restaurant the other day, and he had black beans all over his face, and he's disgusting because he's a little boy and he had food all over his face. So I took a picture because I thought it was a cute moment, and I put it on my social media. Instagram didn't have a problem with it, which, by the way, owned by Facebook, nobody said anything. Twitter had no problem with it. Others had no problem with it. But Facebook got back to me and said that I have violated their rules on community engagement with my hate speech because I posted the picture of my son with black beans on his face, Chris, and the caption said verbatim, "In conclusion, boys are gross." That was what got me banned from Facebook this time. It's actually the second time I've been banned, but both times are absolutely ridiculous. This one is flat out like, you know what? Maybe I should just be banned. Maybe I don't need to be on Facebook. If I can't say my own son is gross, they said I denigrated the male race. That's what they said. They said I belittled and made them feel less than. That's like kind of in their little, you know, write up of this. And I'm like, but I'm a boy. I'm a guy. I identify as a male because I was born a male and I'm a fucking man. And I'm not allowed to say boys are gross. They're fucking gross. Like, I don't. Whatever.
Sam, we just started a show that's nationally syndicated on Sirius XM radio discussing shitting our pants at work and you sitting on the toilet for your very first cameo. That is proof, my friend, that boys and men are gross. And you can ask girls, you can ask anyone, priests, popes, guys are gross. That's not hate speech. I'm defending Maddox and you right now.
Yeah,
as a man, you're fine.
He was proud to be gross, number one. Second of all, to your point, this show is brought to you by national sponsors, by the way, streaming on SiriusXM and all podcast platforms across the planet. Shout out to our UK listeners out there, our second largest market outside of the United States. You know, annual contracts with betonline.ag and auto approve and all kinds of sponsors that happen throughout the year. Great guests, national guests, Hall of Fame guests in some ways, yet boys are gross, and I'm now banned from the largest social media platform on this planet. So go figure.
How dare you, Sam?
How dare I? And you know what? How dare I not mention the fact that very soon on this very podcast that you are listening to right now, Citizens of Perfect Bill, it will be Chris Cullen, Sam Marcou, and a very special guest, Mr. Seth Levitt, the other half of the fish tank. Ladies and gentlemen, we had OJ McDuffie a couple weeks back. Seth Levitt making his return to the Perfect Bill. Town of Perfectville. Chris is making faces because he was not here. Well, he was here, but he was peeing during the OJ McDuffie interview.
But, can I talk to Seth this time?
Well, I mean, it depends on your bladder, sir, and how long you can hang as he drinks a massive gallon of lemonade or whatever that is. But no, we're going to talk to Seth. Seth is also an amazing guest. He understands. He gets it. He's one of those guys that gets it, right? Everyone wants to talk to OJ McDuffie, and OJ is a fantastic guest and just a great guy. But Seth is the brainchild of the Fish Tank podcast. He's really good friends with our good friend, Travis Wingfield, Chris. And not only does he talk to probably more players than we do. In fact, I know he does. He's also involved with the JT Foundation, Mr. Jason Taylor himself, Mr. Hall of Fame number 99 for the Miami Dolphins. Good friends with Seth Levitt. So we're going to pick his brain and we're going to see how much he knows about his boss, Chris. I think when your boss is a famous guy like Jason Taylor, you feel like you know him well. We're going to hit him with some trivia. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here right now, Sam, just kind of pull back the curtain at Perfect Bill and how we do things so professionally. My phone is sitting on a box currently being held up by a gift candle holder that my mom got me. And I have on my 70-inch screen Jason Taylor's Wikipedia page so I can grill Seth Levitt. And I'm excited to be on finally to actually, you know, host a guest. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you're like the guy that invites people over to your house and they're like, hey, are you here? Like, nah, just go in and enjoy the beer anyways. I'm on vacation. It's kind of awkward for the guests because they're in your house, but you're going to be here. You're going to open the door. He's going to be joining us here in just a second. We've got all kinds of things to talk about when it comes to the Miami Dolphins. Training camp is right around the corner. Tyreek and Tua have the weirdest romance of all time. I have some takes that I feel like the citizens of Perfectville and Dolphins everywhere just aren't going to necessarily agree with, but I know they're right. And we're going to talk about all those and more with Seth Levitt right after these words.
Psst.
Did you know that most people are paying too much on their auto loan? Dave used auto loan to refinance his car, replacing his overpriced loan with a cheaper loan and lowering his monthly payment. Now, since he saved with Auto Approve, he's sitting behind a third base dugout instead of the bleachers. That's right. Auto Approve connects vehicle owners with the best available rates to refinance their existing car loans with no markups ever, and handles the paperwork, yes, even the DMV, making it simple to save thousands and pay less each month. How, you may ask? By instantly accessing the nation's top lenders to uncover great savings. When you refinance with Auto Approve, you get your best rate and more with an advocate that works for you to make sure you get the deal that's right for you. In fact, in 2021, Auto Approve was able to save the customers on average over $150 a month. That's right. That means more money for better seats, better snacks, or that new jersey you deserve. Not only will they save you on your monthly auto payment, but for all of our listeners out there that refinance through Auto Approve, they will send you $100 cash to your mailbox. That's right, $100 cash. So what are you waiting for? Auto loan rates are still historically low. Take your tailgate to the next level when you refinance with Auto Approve. Put more money in your pocket for what matters most. To find out how much you can save and to claim your $100 cashback offer, visit autoapprove.com/believe. That's autoapprove.com/BLEAV. All right, and we are back. Sam Marcoux, Chris Cullen, and the man of the hour, or at least the half hour.
Or 20 just, minutes, apparently.
Or 20 minutes. He's getting bumped like a good old-fashioned comedy show. Eating. He is a professional podcaster and entertainer himself. Mr. Seth Levitt from the Fish Tank, eating dinner. This is, I will give you credit. People might look at this and in a bubble go, wow, that's unprofessional. But here's why it's professional. It is almost 8 o'clock where Seth is. He's doing this as a favor to Chris and I to be on the air here today. And he was called about 10 minutes before coming on the air with us to go get dinner for himself and the family. And as a good family man, he did it. And now he's eating his dinner while working. It's a working dinner, ladies and gentlemen, for Seth Levitt. Seth, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you accommodating my tardiness, my unprofessionalism, actually trying to make it sound like I'm a good guy here. I forced my way onto your damn show. You did everything you could to have OJ on without me. I saw you did something on Twitter with like this Game of Thrones thing, and you literally took the picture of OJ and I and split it right down the middle, like you folded the picture of me in the back and cut me right out of it. But I forced my way onto the show, and here I am feeding my face in the middle of it. So with all of that being said, you guys are very kind to put up with this, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let me defend myself, and it's not even myself. So the Mortal Kombat video game that you're
Mortal
talking
Kombat,
about,
that's what it was.
Yeah. It was not me. I did not do that. That came from one of our listeners named Raced, who is going to listen to this. He is going to Photoshop something of you multiple times over. So I want you to just know this is your poison that you drank. And Chris right. Cullen and I know that every time we say something, we're like, that's going to be a Photoshop. So
can't wait.
That will be Raced. He will take care of this. Raced, you're listening right now. You know what to do with Mr. Seth here. I had nothing to do with that. He put that together because of, I don't know if you're aware, there's this thing that you're a part of on Wednesday nights a lot called Twitter Spaces. Yeah. If you're not a part of the official Dolphins Twitter space and you're just going to Dolphins fans Twitter Spaces, it's like walking in a minefield. You're not sure. You might get blown up with candy or you might get just blown the fuck up. So there was a massive argument between Dolphins fans and Dolphins creators within a Dolphins space. The irony was it was a bunch of YouTube Dolphins creators fighting in Twitter spaces. And I walked in and it was like walking in. I'm going to say it. It was like walking in to an orgy, mid orgy with food, going like, I'm not supposed to be here. We just tiptoe out of this. So that's where that came from. That was not me. Okay. We did have OJ on separate from you, yep. But as I talked to you, you jumped the gun before I could get to you. I wanted to have you on separately because I think you are a fantastic guest and you know this team, you know this fan base, you know everything else. And I'm actually going to go one step further here. You are a good guy, Chris. I'm gonna tell you why Seth is a good guy, besides all the other reasons. Seth reached out to me about a week and a half ago and was like, do you have any more of those Deuces shirts that you guys are selling as part of the Believe Network? And we do. And not only did he give me that lip service, Chris, he went out and bought one.
I did.
So,
and I researched, you sent me to another listener who JD's been great to support the Twitter spaces and the Fish Tank. And you told me that he would have a good idea as to the sizing of these shirts.
Yes.
'Cause, you know, I'm a large, I probably should be, I'm a tweener. You know, I should be a large t-shirt, but quite honestly, this dad bod screams XL, and, you know, we try to hide things with those XL shirts. So I can't wait for it to come in. I think the shirt is fabulous. And yeah, I'm looking, and it isn't lip service. The order has been placed.
Well, I appreciate that. Been hit. I'm a 2XL guy who identifies as an XL guy. So I'm with you. I'm just the extra step on the ladder there. But no, we're happy to have you. What did you get from Chipotle there? What's on the menu for you?
So this is white rice, black beans, chicken, and then anything else I could put in here. Some mild salsa, some corn. Chris, you're shaking your head. Guacamole, cheese. You're not having this, Chris. This is not for you.
Seth, I'm so upset. So I'm a South Florida born and raised guy, and I moved to play college football in North Carolina. So I'm away from all the amazing food that's down in South Florida. I would give anything to have amazing South Florida food, and you go franchise. You go Chipotle, and you get black beans and rice and chicken, which is available on every corner in Miami and South Florida, and we're going to Chipotle. Like, you're really – I mean, And to be honest, just to also come back to it, you weren't the only one not a part of that interview with OJ McDuffie. Sam left me as well. So that's how much I mean to the show.
I love it. I love it. Well, we can bond over some, I don't know, Pollo Tropical, maybe. If you want to.
You know what? You guys should have an episode of The Fish Tank with just Chris and leave OJ and I off of it.
Right,
and
then right.
It'll be like that old episode.
All kinds of records.
Yeah, it'll be like Wife Swap, right, on ABC. It'll just be Host Swap. We'll just do a Host Swap.
I'll come in person. I'll go visit the in-laws in Jupiter and just head down whenever you have it.
I love it.
Well, if you guys haven't noticed it, Seth from The Fish Tank, along with OJ McDuffie, fantastic podcast. I love it. I love interacting with you guys. You guys are great with the fan base, especially on Twitter. I do have a question for you, though, Seth, when it comes to this. Your interactions with the fans are probably different than the ones that I have because of the nature of your show, the nature of your co-host, and the nature of team adjacent with your podcast. What do you make of the online Dolphins fan base and specifically Dolphins Twitter? I have some concerns when it comes to Dolphins Twitter.
Right?
I'm wondering where you stand on this.
Well, it is a fascinating universe for sure. And I had, I just had no idea, being an older guy and when I worked for the team, thankfully we didn't have to worry about Twitter. I can't imagine being a PR person now and having to police that both in your locker room, outside of your locker room, all of the things that come with that. And I wasn't a big social media guy to begin with, but, we got into this and I said, all right, well, I probably need to promote the show a little bit. I can't just ride OJ's coattails through this whole thing. And so I got into, 4 years ago, started the Fish Tank and started to become familiar with Dolphins Twitter and who's who and where, who's got beef with who and what are, all the different things that happen and the reactions. The thing that's most fascinating to me is the way, whatever, it could be the most innocuous thing that happens with the team or a player or some comment that somebody said about the Dolphins. And it is just like a grenade has been thrown in the middle of these guys and so and gals. And it's a fascinating space. But, Dolphins Twitter has been overwhelmingly supportive of our work. So we're truly appreciative of that. There's a few folks that it definitely can get carried away sometimes. But I just kind of like to sit back and watch. And occasionally I'm crazy enough to dive in, no pun intended, and mix it up a little bit and maybe stir it up a little bit. But I understand your concern. And I think in some places it's probably really valid. I think some people are just like, that's an alter ego. And some people are 24/7 that person, whoever that person is on Dolphins Twitter, I feel like that carries into their everyday lives too. And that in and of itself is probably a reality show in the making.
I think it's a perfect, comparison to the city of Miami, like actually South Florida in itself, the melting pot that it is, having grown up there in West Palm Beach and having baseball tournaments in Miami Lakes and Pembroke Pines and working for Levitard Show and 560 WQAM and being down there with the different people. You're working with different people from all over the planet.
That's right.
And it's a perfect hourglass, I guess, for our fan base is, and there's a lot of people that don't live in South Florida, but they just fit in, and that's where the awkwardness comes in and the weirdness. But I just, every time I look at our fan base and I see something trending and I see multiple people chiming in with different memes and different jokes and different takes, it's like, yeah, that's how it is. It's just nonstop crazy down there, and you never know who you're going to run into. You never know who you're going to talk to at the bank or at the Publix. Like, you're going to run into somebody from somewhere else that has a different opinion about something. And it's really cool living here now in Charlotte. It's a big melting pot as well of people moving from the Northeast and from the South. Anytime I'm wearing Dolphin stuff or I have it on my truck or Miami Hurricanes, anything, I run into people, and every single person has a different opinion. They hate Tannehill. They hate Tua. They love Tua. They hate Gase. They love Gase. They hate Flores. They think you are screwed. It's just everyone has an opinion, and it all comes together on Twitter. And it just, like you said, grenade blows up.
It really does. And I think it's a great analogy that you made there. And in some ways, or many ways, it's not just South Florida, but an NFL locker room is like that in a sense. Is that, and that was kind of one of the most amazing things when I first started working in sports. And, you know, Chris, you've been in locker rooms, and is that you get an NFL team, and these guys really are from all over the country. And now in Miami, they're from all over the world, but they're from all over the country. And so you bring all of these different personalities and cultures and backgrounds into one space. And in the locker room, everybody's supposed to have a common goal. Ideally, in Dolphins Twitter, there's a common goal, too. I think sometimes that gets a little convoluted, but it is fascinating. I enjoy the hell out of it. And I wish sometimes people didn't lose their minds quite the way that they do. But, hell, I don't know what kind of fun it would be if they didn't.
You know, what's just fascinating to me is that, like, I want to interview each of them individually and just understand what their day-to-day life is. Because if somebody says – even the smallest transgression against the team. Now, individual players, then you start seeing factions. But if somebody says something against the team outside of the family, right, the Finns, fans and everything else, I immediately see that and go, that person's ending up on Cuck Mountain, which is one of the memes on Dolphins Twitter, right? Okay, oh, that guy's screwed. He's on Cuck Mountain. She's on Cuck Mountain. If they say something nice, I'm like, he's on King Mountain right there next to King Channing. And everyone else, as you guys know, Channing Crowder's the king of everything, all podcasts, as he should be. Everything. Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, like, then I feel bad. Like Chris Sims had the audacity to put Tua Tagovailoa like 18th out of 32 quarterbacks or whatever the ranking was. He was a little bit lower than maybe he should have been, but okay, it's provocative. Chris is supposed to elicit some sort of reaction from people. And since then, a year ago, no matter what Chris does, it comes back to Tua and that ranking. He recently put together a tournament. You were talking about the Mortal Kombat.
And ranked him even lower, didn't he?
He ranked Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa as the 32nd seed out of 32 in terms of getting in a street fight. Well, guess what?
Totally intentional.
Absolutely. He knows he's in on the joke at this point. But, you know, Twitter, Dolphins Twitter, I'm not sure if they fully understand the joke because they're like, the fuck you will. And we have flooded. We had more people vote for McDaniel and Tua as the 32nd seed than people who voted for their local senator, you know, in the last election. It's crazy
how
they galvanized, you know. But, you know, one of the things that I've done because I've joined in is that no matter, like right now, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they put out the logo for all the teams and say, first player that comes to mind when you see this logo. And I have taken it upon myself to just type in Zach Thomas.
And I love it. And can I tell you that not only have I noticed it, but I screenshot it every time and text Zach. And so and he gets the biggest kick out of it. Well, so now that it is reaching him, I don't know what the Hall of Fame is doing with it, but Zach is seeing it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you next time you talk to Zach, there's a couple things. First of all, thank you for that. That actually just made my day. I could be banned from Facebook 10 more times knowing that Zach Thomas is seeing my tweet doing that. So that is awesome. Number two, next time you talk to Zach, two things. Number one, please let him know that Christopher Cullen, my co-host here, his son is named Zachary Thomas Cullen after the great 54.
I love it.
And number two, if you could get him on the show for us, that would be
fantastic. I'm trying to get him back on the fish tank, so I'll ask him that question if he comes back on our show. I wish I could show this to you, but this is my text to him, and I said, here's the 49ers one, here's a Cowboys one. It's from Pro Football Network. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is other people are chiming in, and that's what I wanted. I wanted other people to start doing this. And then the first time I saw somebody do that, I was like, motherfucker, that's my gimmick. What are you doing?
I'm
going to put you on Cuck Mountain because I'm going to apparently open and I can steal shit. But no, man, let's go there because you work for the JT Foundation. You obviously have done some stuff for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You and I have talked about that. Out of all the Dolphins that are in the Hall of Fame, and then maybe the ones that aren't, but should be, is Zach Thomas number one on that list for you? Is he the guy that absolutely should be in the Hall of Fame and just hasn't been there yet?
That's a great question. And interestingly enough, the Hall of Fame, and I don't know when this is going to publish, but just tonight they released the 25, whatever, semifinalists or what have you in the seniors committee, and both Bob Kuchenberg and Mark Clayton appeared on that list. I don't know if you guys even saw that yet.
I haven't yet, no.
And Clayton has never reached that height, and there was a big push for him this season, this offseason. Zach, I mean, the guys that jump out, right, are Clayton, Kuchenberg, Zach, and Richmond Webb.
Richmond, yeah.
I think that Zach is, without question, a Hall of Fame football player. I think if you look at what he did, when he did it, and who his contemporaries were, and the fact that they're all in and were first ballot guys, that he's paid his dues, he's waited his time. We're starting to see that the voters or selectors, they call them, are recognizing that because he has been a finalist the last couple of years. But you could make the argument that he is the number one guy that isn't in that should be in Dolphins Nation. I also believe that Mark Clayton is right up there. I think it's almost criminal that Mark's not in yet. Zach still has an opportunity, and I have no doubt in my mind that he'll get there. But for Mark to never have even reached anything other than what he just finally got into the senior committee top 25, I really think it's criminal when you look at the course of his career, the things that he accomplished. You look at the receivers now that played with the great quarterbacks, the guys who played with Kurt Warner, right? The guys who played with Peyton Manning, and how they're regarded. How did this guy who played with Dan Marino and had 85 touchdowns or whatever it might be, and led the league in touchdown receptions twice, including setting an all-time record that had to be broken by Jerry Rice. Think about that. 18 touchdowns. The guy had 18 touchdowns in 1984, where defensive backs could literally jump on your back and run your route with you. Could just manhandle you the entire route tree. And he had 18 touchdowns in 1984, and only two other people in the history of the game had 18 touchdowns, and their names are Jerry Rice and Randy Moss. What are we even talking about here? So those would be the two guys, and that is not to diminish the validity of Richmond's candidacy or Bob Kuchenberg's candidacy, but those would be the two guys that I would point to.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I'm one of those guys that says, get more people in the Hall of Fame, celebrate the individuals who've made this game so great. I would throw Duper in there too. In fact, I put Clayton and Duper in there together. I think that would be kind of fun, although they deserve their individual accolades. But if not, then we can get one of those Siamese busts and have both Clayton and Duper, coming out of the neck. we mentioned that you work for the JT Foundation. And I don't know your official title there. I'm sure you can figure that out here, but we have a couple more minutes left on the show, a couple more minutes with Seth. And this is where Chris earns his money. This is where he earns that t-shirt paycheck money here, Seth. You work for the man, Mr. 99, and you must know him very well. I mean, you're just name dropping that you're texting Zach Thomas, all of our heroes growing up. But we're going to challenge that paradigm because I did this with Nolan Carroll a couple weeks ago. I played the Nolan Carroll game with Nolan Carroll, and he did pretty good, but he did not get 5 out of 5. He didn't know
he didn't
all
get 5 out of 5, and it was questions about himself.
Well
now I'm concerned. I don't know what you're going to hit me with. But,
one of the questions
I don't fall flat on my face here.
One of the questions was, name the two other defensive backs to be picked at the same number in the draft that you were. I didn't think that was a fair
question.
That's
a tough question.
It is. One of them was a Miami Dolphin, actually, up until recently. But that was Mr. Bobby McFerrin, not McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McCain.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Bobby McCain. Yeah.
Are you ready? We've got a few questions here for you. I hope you got your game day hat on. Chris Cullen,
I'm the hat on, and I'm still, you know, eating away here. So I'm going to go for it and hope to not lose my job over this.
He's got some brain food. We're going to send this to JT afterwards, only if it's bad. Chris Cullen, it's Seth Levitt with the JT trivia game. Let's see how well he knows his boss. Chris Cullen, the floor is yours.
Yeah, Seth, that was going to be easy on you until you ate the franchise Chipotle. So
I had to get off of the show, guys. I didn't have any time to stop.
I will take it easy on you the first couple. So let's do quick here. This is quick. Rattle it off for just this first one, and I'll let you finish the bite. Go ahead and if you can name the round Jason Taylor was drafted in.
Okay, it's a third round draft pick. It was the second choice the Dolphins made in the third round. So okay. I get bonus points.
His overall was.
That's a bonus question. That's a tough one.
That's.
I don't know off the top of my head.
I'm going to throw an extra bonus. He was the second third round pick of that year. Who was the first third round pick?
Derek Rogers.
Damn it. He knows
so that I knew. But the positioning and what's I'm choking on black Uh-oh. Bean.
I feel like that was a lie. He's lying.
At the same time, guys. I just did an interview recently with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and they had his, you know, they had it preserved there. They had his actual card that was turned in to whoever it was turned into, and it had the positioning and rank and everything on there, and I blew it. So I don't know that answer, but hopefully that doesn't count against me with the five.
Nope, absolutely not. I will say this.
So I'm one for one.
You're one for one. You're good. And actually, you got the bonus of Derek Rogers as well. Just to chime in real quick, you mentioned them blowing the card, you know, blowing it with the card. The NFL draft this year, you didn't blow the NFL draft this year. The quarterback that we drafted in the seventh round, they were actually going to pull me on stage to make that call, but I left. I left to go to the bathroom, and the producer found another Dolphins fan. And I come back, and he's like, "Where'd you go?" Because I'd been there all day for the last day of the draft. They're like, "I had to pee," and he's like, "And I look, and there was one other Dolphins fan in the seats after him. Like, you picked him, didn't he?" He's like, "We had to," and I'm like,
"You literally pissed away your opportunity." It's what happened. So, who was the guy who went instead of you?
It was like a season ticket holder, just, you know.
Okay, it wasn't
it wasn't Houts or anybody like that. At least I hope it better not have been.
Sam pissed away his opportunity for a draft pick. I pissed away my opportunity to interview OJ McDuffie. So that's what we do here in Perfectville. Here's question two, Seth. Over under 4.740 at the combine for Jason Taylor.
I just read it the other day too. He was under 4.7. No?
4.67. You're right.
Yeah, he was under 4.7. Yeah.
That's impressive. I wouldn't have guessed that. He was a fast man, but I didn't think straight line speed was going to be under 4.7.
Yeah,
that's
and my guess is that when he really gets going, he's probably run, you know, and this is not to blow smoke up my boss's behind here, but he, you know, he's a tall, lanky guy. So coming out of his, and he wasn't a track guy. So getting out of his stance, at that stage, I wonder if that slowed him down because his straight line speed was actually really impressive. But he certainly learned how to get out of a stance and turn the corner and get after a quarterback.
Well, look, you ever been to Akron, Ohio? I can run a 4.740 to get out of there as well. So, all right, two for two for Seth Levitt, Chris Cullen. Third question, hit him with it.
There's a little bit of an easy one. How many stints did he have with the Miami Dolphins?
Three. Right. 13 out of 15 years. He had 11 years. No, wait, 10, then spent 11 in Washington, 12 back here. Am I messing it up? Or was it 9, then 10, then 11, then 12? Then I got it all mixed up. But yes, it was 13 out of 15 years.
Yep, you got it.
I would have got that wrong. I would have sworn it was two because I know he went to the Washington team and then that New Jersey team that wears green. But I thought that was in back-to-back years. That was so he came back in between.
Came back, left, came back again. Well, he was traded to Washington.
Sure.
Returned to Miami, and then they weren't going to re-sign him, and so Rex Ryan came knocking at his door. That was quite an emotional time for a lot of folks. Went to New York for a year and then had to make a real big decision and wanted to finish his career in Miami for the third time.
Well, that
great question to ask. See, there's a secret Easter egg in there, though, because the third question for me to get my third answer correctly, and the answer was three. I don't know if Chris did that intentionally, but I appreciate it, buddy.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Chris is a doctor. So he does have a PhD in phanology. So he probably planned that, if not retroactively.
Phanology. So I just listened to a podcast today, a PR podcast, and I know I'm totally blowing format here. Everything apparently,
but
the word that, let me see if I can find this. It was phanocracy. It was this guy wrote a book on phanocracy. And so I don't know, phanology, phanocracy, are those two things under the same discipline?
Well, it's, I think Chris actually got his doctorate in phanology and a minor in phanocracy.
Phanocracy, which, okay.
Yeah, the great Greek mythologist Phanocracy is where that comes from. We're desperately getting out of time here. We got two more questions. You already have a passing grade, by the way. I mean, 3 out of 5, 60%. That's my college GPA right there.
I try to exceed that. Let's see if I can finish strong here.
All right, Chris, all right. Hit him with it.
Yep, first year that Jason Taylor made a Pro Bowl.
Ooh.
Oh, man. That really is terrible. So would it have been 2000?
Nailed it. Nice job, Seth. All right. Chipotle and for the win.
That's it, man. Brain food.
And I have to say this, for the viewers listening at home or in their car or wherever that you're listening to, I guess your listeners, not viewers, you can't see the fact that Seth is not desperately looking on his phone.
I am not.
Or clicking anything. He's eating food and answering this. So this is just him knowing his boss. This is good. You're going to get a raise out of this. I think I see big things in your future here.
As long as I get to show up to work tomorrow, it's really, we're all day to day here. This is the NFL, not a college scholarship.
All right. We got one more question. Let's see if he can make it a clean sweep. He's already won the championship. He's been best of 7, best of 5, whatever. He's got 4 for 4. Let's see if he can make it a perfect night. 5 for 5. Chris, last question.
All right. This is a tough one. I saved it for last, Seth. I'm sorry, but I had to with the Chipotle. Jason Taylor's fumble returns are 4 TDs. He shares that NFL record with what linebacker?
So 5 of his first, because he currently holds the record, the all-time record for fumble returns for touchdowns. But the person whose record he broke, and I'm assuming could potentially be the answer to this question, is Jesse Tuggle.
That was it.
Wow.
Man,
call 5 for 5.
Wow. Look at Tony, the Tony Gwynn of podcasting, ladies and gentlemen, making contact, putting it into the outfield, trotting to first base with a little bit of swag.
Flipping the bat. Can I flip the bat on that too?
There it is. That was impressive. I would have gotten one of those. I would have gotten the draft. I would have gotten the round that he was.
So he gets Chipotle today. He went 5 for 5. He's gonna get a $5 footlong from Subway tomorrow instead of like a Cuban.
that was fantastic.
Getting something real down in my part. Too much fun.
Well let's,
those are not softballs. Some
of those are tough. Absolutely tough questions, but you nailed it, man. And you nailed this performance. This appearance. I appreciate every time I get to talk to you. You're a family man just like us. I for some reason we're swimming in the same lane, and I appreciate your friendship and your partnership in terms of hanging out here on the show. Let everyone know where they can find you, everything you got going on, anything going on with the JT Foundation that you want to promote before we get out of here.
Yeah, I'll be quick with it, but very excited. For 18 years, and it's crazy to me that it's been 18 years, but for 18 years, our focus has not been sports. Jason had a couple football camps that we did with a great group at Pro Camps, but our focus has been education, empowerment. We have this huge poetry program that nobody would ever have guessed that we would have gotten into. But we have launched a new program, and it's our Careers in Sports Network. We hired Troy Drayton, the former Dolphins tight end, who was really important figure in Jason's professional career and a great friend to him and to me. We hired Troy to direct the program, and we realized we're just uniquely positioned to teach young people who are passionate about sports but may not make their future within sports, or even if they do, at some point on the field, that's going to end, right? And then what are they going to do? And so we're going to teach them about sports media relations, about social media, sports marketing, game management, sports broadcasting, and have those kids understand that they can make a living in this field that they love. From an early age, they can start to learn this and not try and figure it out, when it's too late. So that's our new program that we're launching. We're really excited about that. A lot of fun things coming up with the Fish Tank. Getting ready to roll into our third season with the Dolphins Podcast Network, our fifth season overall with the Tank, which is hard to imagine. For those of us, for those of your listeners who are fans of your show but don't give a shit about ours, hopefully they'll come over and listen. But it's the Fish Tank on any streaming platform, at the Fish Tank 81 on Twitter. If we want to, I'm not going to use the term you use, but if you want to jump into one of our Twitter spaces or have some fun, they can follow us there. And yeah, man, we're just trying to put out some good content. Got some really fun interviews coming up, and certainly a great catalog of guys who from years past that have been a part of the thing.
Well, that's good stuff, man. And when you guys get into that social media part of the that teaching, I hope you'll invite us in as a guest lecturer as to what is an elite tweet and or a delete tweet.
I was hoping we were going to have elite or delete, but I think that I'm finishing this thing elite, going 5 for 5. That's all.
Dude,
I got to say.
You are, you know, look, we do have the Hall of Fame, the Perfectville Hall of Fame. Chris is a member, and so far that's it. I haven't made it into my own show's Hall of Fame. We do have a couple of players, as well as Travis Wingfield, who will be inducted as well. I think this appearance might be a Hall of Fame worthy. We will talk about it at the Finzies when we do that next.
I'm ready. But, if I can get in there before Wingfield, that would really be fun.
Oh, just to say the word. We'll make sure that happens.
Has he bought a damn shirt?
What's
I went
that?
To 5 and bought a shirt. If Wingfield hasn't bought it, all he did was take your money.
That's exactly right. And with that, I don't have anything else to say. Seth Levitt from the Fish Tank and the JT Foundation, Chris Colin, the two-time Hall of Famer. Anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
That was great, Seth. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you. And thank everyone awesome. Out there. And on behalf of the entire Believe Network, brought to you by betonline.ag and streaming on SiriusXM, the only thing left to say is goodbye from Perfectville.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.